Yeti or Not is recorded in front of a live virtual audience on oozbear.com and supplemented with soundtrack and sound effects in post-production.
I keep thinking about this snake I saw earlier today and how it was just so beautiful and magnificent. I mean, who doesn't love snakes? However, if you're a miserable, heartless snakeophobe who doesn't like listening to healthy discussions about how wonderful snakes are, the improv set starts at 13 minutes and 30 seconds. But just know, if you skip the discussion analysis, that all of us who are members of the Reptilian Society, we're all gonna judge you. Anyway, enjoy the show!
Yeah, no, I'm good. No, levels look good. Yeah, I'm all Yeti to go. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Let's check with the audience.
Are you Yeti or not? Are you Yeti or not? Are you Yeti or not now? Are you Yeti or not? Are you Yeti or not now? For some comedy freestyle. For some comedy freestyle. Are you Yeti or not? For some comedy freestyle.
Welcome to 97.9 Smooth Blues. I'm your host, Brendan Davis, and tonight we're having a little special at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock p.m. We're going to be having the Yeti or Not show on, and all five cast members are coming into the studio now to tell us a little bit about what they do. I have a host with the same name as me, Brendan Davis. How are you?
I'm doing good, Brendan. Hi, we're Yeti or Not. This is an improv discussion analysis show, and we're really thankful to be in the studio. I think before kind of we talk about the show, is it cool if we introduce the rest of the cast members?
Yes, I think that can be done here on 97.9 Smooth Blues. To your left, I see a man with, what is that, sandy blonde hair. He's a pretty good-looking fellow. Let's, what's your name, sir?
My name's Kurt Lindemann. I'm glad to be here, Brendan.
Thank you for being here, man. We're so happy to have you. To your left, Kurt, I'm seeing someone radiant, gorgeous, and beautiful. Can you tell me your name?
Yep, my name is Eric.
Eric? Wow.
I built this studio. I just wanted to let it be known that, you know, it was the work of my hands that built this studio. So, great. I'm just going to move in, right? I'm just going to stay here forever.
Yeah, that's perfect. We got the memo before the whole Yeti or Not crew came, and I installed the bed in the back of the studio. You're all good to go. To your left, this is a very large hemisphere-shaped table. To your left, roguishly handsome, unnecessarily kind. Who are you? What's your name?
Claire Jane.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Claire, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been breeding goldfish for the past 15 years, and I've been studying to get my master's in spaghetti.
Wonderful. You must be up for one of those HDTV shows where you and your partner can afford a $250 million mansion off of that salary. That's a little Smooth Blues humor on 97.9. To your left, Claire Jane. Last but not least, can you please introduce yourself, because the amount of star power rating off of you is pretty intense.
Yeah, I'm Colette Lindemann.
Wonderful, wonderful. Colette, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I got people following me everywhere I go, so I really don't have to do much. People hand me stuff all the time.
Thank you so much. Wow, it's such a pleasure to have you in the studio. I think I'm going to go on my smoke break for the next 45 minutes, so I'll let you guys kind of take it from here.
Wow. Brendan Davis, hell of an intro from that guy. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is indeed Yeti or Not. Sorry for the confusing intros. Everybody chose a different name, which I am in heavy support of. We got Brendan, we got Claire, Eric, Kurt, and Colette, and we are going to field a question that serves as a suggestion for our living room style discussion. We gained this from Facebook.com. The prompt for this week's question was, what's a question you would ask your future self if you had your dream job? We had a lot of very interesting answers. Some honorable mentions include, why didn't you invest earlier and diversify your funds? That's a very real question. another one was, so how often are the bears attacking? That's a pretty good one. But I think the one we're going to address today is how do you keep the horses alive in space?
Wow. Makes a pretty space cowboy.
Space cowboy. I like opening the doors for a space opera. How do we keep horses alive in space?
Large helmets.
Large helmets. All right. It's Brian Trainer who asked that question. It's been answered. Large helmets, baby. Moving
okay,
on.
Okay, good night.
theater's dark.
No, this brought up some questions in my brain that I could pose to everybody. Large helmets is the answer to you, Brian, but thank you for providing us a fun topic of discussion. Have you ever brought a pet, ever been with a pet on a long journey?
Well, I moved from Chicago to Cincinnati and had two cats in the car for the drive. So, you know, it's 6 hours in the car with a couple of cats. That's not the longest journey in the world, but probably the most annoying journey.
Did they do anything particularly fun?
No, absolutely no fun at all. they were just yowling the entire way for 6 hours. They did kind of lose their voices by the time they arrived. So
I'm very interested.
Bad for them, good for me.
What a lost voiced cat would sound like? Do they just kind of croak?
Like that.
That's perfect.
Beautiful.
Wow.
That is. Turn off the music.
Those cats learn their lesson.
Okay. Your cat that has lost its voice.
Yeah.
Memories.
Can we all give our best?
All alone in the moonlight.
One of our first performances, we took some serious digs at Andrew Lloyd Webber, and I'm all for it. So continue that momentum, please. Please, please, please. Okay, so two cats on a long drive. Does anybody else have any extra long trips with pets?
I didn't have pets, Brandon.
Oh, no. Let's crack that open, buddy. Come on now. Come on. What happened there?
Everybody, come on. You can give me some more love again.
Man. Hot damn, buddy.
Not even a fish?
Well, fish don't go in cars most of the time.
Speak for yourself, pal.
I had a fish.
You did have a fish?
Yeah, I mean, I had everything that you would never take into a car. Like, I have had guppies, I had a bird, I had a hamster, I had a turtle, I had a frog, I had a snake.
What?
Snake got loose one time. We found it flattened underneath of a pan. That was weird.
What? Let's know. Okay.
Wow, somebody did that.
You're brushing past that as if it were just a bullet point on a list. That's a story, and I want to hear all about it.
Yeah.
You found a snake
okay.
under a pan.
We go camping. Step one, must be in the wilderness. Step two, be a little kid. Love amphibious / scaly things. Catch a bunch of snakes. So many snakes that you gotta pick your favorite snake that you want to keep as a pet. You keep that snake. You bring him home. He's loving it. Don't really know what to feed a snake because that's a lot of work for a little kid to find other living things that are big enough for a snake to eat. But anyways, he doesn't like it in the cage. He slithers out somehow at night. Several weeks later, he's flattened. Perfect, like, unlike paper thin, like a cartoon got run over by a truck underneath of a pan. It was bizarre. I've never asked my parents about it.
Oh, I've got a question.
Okay, that's...
And it was alive?
Yeah, and it was alive. It was the weirdest thing.
It's so strange.
He's alive to this day. Paper thin snake.
I'm assuming that you did not have sentient pans roaming your house. So clearly,
yeah, but
there's a murder mystery happening at your house.
You think somebody killed the snake and left it there?
Yes.
I think so.
I've got another theory. I've got a different theory. Is it possible that your pet snake molted? That was just its skin.
Oh.
And the real live snake is now 20 feet long.
Holy
somewhere
shit.
In your house.
I got a real life Harry Potter basilisk going on at the Holmes household.
Mm-hmm. Hot damn. Hot damn. Or, here's a theory. Mm-hmm. He molted, moved to Abu Dhabi, and has become an oil baron.
Good God, that makes sense too.
That happens.
It happens all the time.
It talked about Abu Dhabi a lot.
Oh, of course it did.
Course okay, it did. We're getting into another territory, Eric.
Okay, mm-hmm. Theory.
Claire?
Oh. Oh, yeah, my theory is that the snake went into your arts and crafts and created a lookalike paper mache snake.
What?
Mm-hmm. Alcatraz. Totally Alcatrazed me.
That is the plot of the Shawshank Redemption, is it not?
And Alcatraz.
And, I'm sorry. Are you saying Guantanamo Bay?
Pretty much all prison movies.
Con Air?
Con Air?
Imagine if they had brought pets on that plane with them. How much more fun that movie would have been.
Oh, I would have watched it. I got a movie for you. It's called Con Air, Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, shoot. Mind blown.
Oh, we're missing the obvious. Con Air Bud.
Con Air Bud.
Con Air Bud with Cyrus the Virus.
That's so good.
Thanks for coming to our TED Talk on movie titles that should have happened.
Sure.
So, I have never taken a pet on a journey, but I was once seated next to a woman with a little tiny Pomeranian puppy in a bag that was almost as large as her, and it was like a traveling, like, playpen for this tiny puppy, and it was on a plane, and it got its own seat, and I asked her, I said, "Madam..." Because this is how you talk on planes. Hmm. "Madam, you there with the playpen for your dog. Did you have to buy a ticket for that dog?" And she said, "I actually had to buy two. It takes up two seats." So she bought two tickets to take a little Pomeranian puppy on her airplane. It's very sweet. It's a very sweet story. Hmm. Yes.
I thought if they were that little that you could put them underneath the seat.
You certainly can. Claire, your logic is absolutely dead on. This lady's logic was not, because she wanted to purchase two seats.
She was insane.
A traveling playpen.
Pomeranian puppy.
Yes. I actually found out later that she was just a Bathilda Bagshot, which is the old lady in Harry Potter with a giant snake inside. So, Eric, I think your snake was flying next to me on a plane.
That's him, on his way to Dhabi.
Yeah, that's where I was headed. How'd you know?
Hey, Brendan Davis here from 97.9 Smooth Blues to let you know about Yeti or Not's sponsors. Oozbear.com is their home for audio improv. It's where they record their shows, and it's where you can record an improv set of your own with friends and anyone from across the globe. All you need is a microphone, a Google Chrome or Firefox browser, and some headphones. Check it out, OOZEBEAR.com. Improv Cincinnati now has a Patreon that will allow you to access more podcast features for their two podcasts, Us, Yeti or Not, and Improv Touchstones, the interview podcast with famous improvisers around the world. You can ask them questions of yourself if you subscribe to select tiers of Improv Cincinnati's Patreon. Patreon.com/ImprovCincinnati. A third sponsor is Mazel Tov Cocktail Collective, a new YouTube channel that releases sketches as often as they can because they're comedians with busy schedules. Wow, how professional is that? Stay tuned for more Yeti or Not coming at you after the whoosh noise.
We cut to Eric's childhood kitchen.
Don't you just... I really wish we could get moved up to the top shelf. I think I've been a good pan recently.
Yes, it's almost as though they don't consider us to be people. We're like second class objects or something.
I'll tell you what I feel like. I feel like an indentured servant down here, and boy, do I have some dents. It's ridiculous, but I'm putting the work in, and that's what my dad said. Put the work in, you'll move to the higher shelf.
Patricia, I don't know. I think I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to just start.
What?
I'm already shedding my Teflon. I mean.
Look. Oh my gosh, George, you're a cast iron skillet at heart, my man. Your skillet game is nuts. You fry eggs in like 2 seconds. You're top class, baby. And the way you killed that snake the other day and just told the parents it just flattened itself, fucking incredible, dude. Yeah. You can't quit. You can't quit. Right? Look, listen, George, I gotta level with you. You inspire me, and I need you to keep going.
That means a lot.
You inspire all of us, George.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I've been listening in. I'm the Dutch oven beneath you guys.
Barry?
Barry?
Barry,
I don't mind the Teflon flakes falling onto the top of my brisket lid.
Okay, well, he's taking one for the team. I mean, we're shedding a lot on him. But still, Barry, look me at my handle. Look me in my handle.
Yeah?
Are you looking? I don't have eyes. I can't see. Are you looking at me in my handle?
I don't have eyes either.
Oh, shit.
Just assume it.
Welcome to Murder Mystery Night. It's wonderful to have you all here in the Haunted Mansion.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for months. I had to make a reservation all the way back 6 months ago.
No. Dolores, we're happy for you to be here. It's going to be a real killer tonight.
That's so clever. But What was that?
Do you have ghosts?
Do you have real ghosts?
These walls speak, Dolores. I am telling you.
Okay, that raises a question for me then. Like, I was under the impression that this was all sort of, you know, it was all good fun with actors and actresses. But if your walls are speaking and you have ghosts, am I in some kind of actual danger here?
Nice ass.
Wow.
I mean, there's so many things around you. You did already sign the permission slip, right? Coming into here that.
Okay, yeah, I signed a slip, but I wasn't told that I was going to be in actual danger. And somebody just grabbed my ass, and I don't see anybody around. Like, there's no one behind me. So
you look better with a smile, baby.
What is happening right now? What is happening?
This is not
what I expected.
Why don't you just drink this champagne? Here you go.
I'd like to take you out for soup.
Oh my god. Okay, listen. Your ghosts are they're a little forward is what I'm saying. Like,
what happened when they were renovating this place? About 8 of the construction workers died.
Right, yes.
Oh my gosh. How much time do we have left till we get to Albuquerque?
Oh, it's like 6 more hours.
Everybody at once, talk at once. We're all good and fun. You said how many hours, Geralmaine?
I said 6.
And you in the backseat there, Carl LeBorn?
I said that the GPS that we've been using is pretty low on battery.
Mm-hmm. Well, good foresight on your part to pack that portable charger. You did pack the portable charger, didn't you, Carl LeBorn?
Yeah, it's charging in the sun right now at 15 megawatts.
That's solar power. Do you think that Elon Musk will welcome us with open arms when we get to Albuquerque, boys?
Yeah, it better. I'm putting it all on the line.
Saucy talk from you, Geralmaine.
Well, I sent him a LinkedIn invite to a group meeting pending.
Oh, he still hasn't accepted that. He accepted the Twitter invite, but I realized today that I sent it to the wrong handle.
That does us no good, Jezebel.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to the one at a time thing that I said earlier? I'm so sorry to reinstate that rule.
I don't know if I'm really for that. I want to save time by talking with everyone. Yeah.
Geralmaine, you signed the roommate road trip addendum that I sent out to everybody's email yesterday. And inside of that addendum, Rule 3 stated that we're going to speak one at a time.
But Jezebel, we have crossed several state lines since then. I think we're out of the jurisdiction.
Oh, wow. And your thoughts on this, Carliborn?
Well, I got my addendum through a Words with Friends message, so I think that transcends most boundaries.
You're so right about that. Well,
good point. Yes,
well, consider the addendum null and void, boys. You've convinced me once again.
I'll see your ass in court, Jezebel.
You'll see my ass anywhere you want, Carliborn. Can I tell you something?
You can tell me anything, Jezebel.
I suppose you could tell me, too.
Journal Lemaine, I was talking specifically to Carliborn.
I'm saving time again.
I'm sorry, I'm still not used to this not one at a time thing. I was just going to say that I feel slightly dead inside at my current dead end job.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah.
Well, oh, you can see that?
You gotta stop installing Dish satellites, Jezebel.
But Dish Network is such good benefits.
It's premium.
Premium content.
That's very nice.
Hey, Ian! Welcome to That's My Snake. We got a full forest of snakes, and what you gotta do is you gotta find your snake. If you do...
I'm ready.
You're ready? All right, Donald J. Goober, you're gonna do great.
DJG, baby, DJG.
Who else we got here as a contestant today? You over there, hiding behind the tree. What's your name?
I'm shy.
There's a bunch of us behind these trees. You're gonna have to be more specific.
Jesus Christ, that's terrifying.
I'm behind the hickory.
All right, well, I didn't say you could go out into the wilderness and look for your snakes yet, did I? No. Come back here before you're disqualified.
Oh, shoot. I'm sprinting.
I'd just like to point something out that DJG is an oak tree in and of himself, and I don't need a tree to hide behind.
I'm gonna hide behind DJG.
You can hide behind me, Little Fry.
Is that your name, Little Fry?
My name's Mark.
Mark, okay. What snake you got out there for us?
I got the python alabaster.
Ooh, slippery a little thing, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, it's got a gland problem.
Okay. Want to be the first, won't it?
No, because I have a gland problem too, so that's kind of what we bond over.
Like father, like snake.
Can we meet the other guys behind trees?
Sir, putting too much pressure on you. All right, hey, whoever said, is your name Shy? LaBeouf?
It's not my name. I don't want to say what my name is, because I'm shy.
Okay, well, that might work to your advantage, because, you know, if you're quiet when you come up to your snake, you might be able to catch it. Why don't you tell us what snake you got out here?
I've got a python 3.5.
Wow. Hey. Not a 3, not a 4. Goodness. Well, I can see you're shaking real bad, so why don't we just move on to the next, you behind the willow.
Yes.
Okay. You behind the willow. Wow, I can tell you mean business. You're a repeater.
My name... Well, you're going to ask my name.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Junior. Junior Mint.
Oh, Junior Mint. Okay, that sounds, I don't know, refreshing, doesn't it, everybody? Mm. Yeah.
I guess so. I'd eat him up if I could. Little Fry.
My name's Mark.
I was talking to this little fry.
All right, well... Here's the deal.
You're gonna ask me what kind of snake I got.
Okay. Jeez. I laugh when people confront me. I'm sorry. What kind of snake do you have?
I got one of them six-headed Ouroboros, which I know sounds impossible, but it also has six tails that it is simultaneously swallowing.
Oh, my goodness. I've never seen a creature like that.
The camera zooms far and deep into the forest where a host snake sits around six other snakes.
Welcome to Keep Evading Your Humans. Yes, raucous applause. Yes. And our panel today is filled with wonderful snakes.
Yes. My human... And I share a gland problem. I believe that it's pretty obvious which human is mine.
It's certainly not the oak tree fella, the shy boy, or the one hiding behind the willows.
We got to a horse farm where two men are looking at the horses gallivanting around. Man, something beautiful about all that muscle.
Kind of makes you wonder what they look like if they were out floating in space, don't it?
Yeah, just like unbridled power, but with no gravity to pull them down.
Just galloping in the air like some Pegasus that's had its wings removed.
Yeah, and it's looking for a life purpose, but there's a neutron star floating behind its horizon, making it wonder if its power is worth what it is.
Pardon me, fellas. I can't help but overhear your conversation about horses in space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to point out something that horses don't go in space. Horses is one of those animals that just, they don't go in space.
Oh, you know? Well, now, up until around the 1950s, one could say the same thing about humans, but now it happens all the goddamn time.
There you go, Denver.
That is true, but there is a list of animals that do not go in space. And while humans have been crossed off that list, I believe horses are still on that list, along with llamas and emus and goldfish and owls. And I believe also there might be some zebras on there, but ooh. I understand that if you think that that also is a subset of horse.
Well, I'm going to argue about the owls. I
was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, pretty goddamn sure. I heard back in the late 80s something about owls and not being what they seem and coming across antennae pointed out into space. So I'm going to fight you on that one.
Did you know that an owl can fly so quietly that you wouldn't even know if it made it into space or not?
That's true. You don't know.
Well, that is an interesting point. That is an interesting point. I can see where, like, an animal with wings, you could theoretically launch it into space, and it might survive, actually, for a few minutes, even.
We pan to a local bank, where three robbers have waltzed their way inside the vault with no problem. Jerry?
Joey?
I'm sorry, I know that was kind of weird to hit you with that upwards inflection like that. I'm just a little weirded out that no one did anything.
I mean, we're literally in the vault, and there's there's even the keys in the deposit boxes. What?
Pretty cool. I have to say, Joey, I think it's I'm talking to myself and you, Jerry. I'm going to say, put it out there. I think everyone let us by because of all those crunches you've been doing. I mean, I can see those ripping abs through your shirt.
Well, after Dolores left me, I figured I had to bust it up, you know? Make sure I'm a winning project on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's working.
Hey, I just want to point out that inflection you talked about. That also means you're excited, you know?
I'm super excited. You know, you've been so down since Dolores left, and this is the last thing that was on my list to cheer my best butt up, and that's robbing a bank, and it's like, wow, it's working so well.
You're like the best bud in the entire world. I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, and I know you love cooking, so I actually brought some stuff from my buddy's home that got foreclosed this past week, and I brought you the best skillet and the best pan, and I actually have a Dutch oven waiting for you out in the car as well. So we're going to rob this bank. Okay. You're going to get some new cookware.
Wow. This is pretty, are you asking me out on a date here? What's going on? You're bringing everything.
I know. No, God, no. God,
wow,
no,
there's
no,
that inflection
no.
again.
Do you want me to ask you out on a date, Jerry? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, you've shown that you're going to all extremes. You, robbed a bank for me, right? We're in the vault. You
yeah.
know that yeah. my favorite thing is breakfast for, lunch or dinner. I don't, you know, like, it's 3:30, 4 o'clock. Yeah.
And brunch
so
or dinner, one
the
of the
pans.
Two.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I guess I'm into it. Yeah.
You're into it.
Let's explore this. Yeah,
I just wanted to see a smile on my best bud's face. I didn't really want to go out with you. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh.
Yeah. Nah, you just boosted my ego big time, though, and I thank you for that. I thank you.
Wow.
Hey, Mom. Mom. I laid out all my special coins on the table, and I'm really, pumped that I'm only one away from completing this set.
Well, that's very nice, son. Okay, Jim. Let's see. Oh, no. No. These are all Canadian.
They're still worth stuff.
Well, not to Americans, they aren't.
To Canadians, they're good currency, Ma.
Well, that doesn't hardly do us any good now, does it, Jims?
Oh, Ma, I spent a long time, this has been a summertime project for me, and I was really hoping to show it off to my American friends.
Okay. Listen, son, you gotta listen to your mom here. You know, as your dad, I feel it important for me to tell you that Canadians don't count.
That's right.
And by count, I don't mean 1, 2, 3. I mean, they're not people.
Yes, supposedly they can count, God. But yes.
So, let's say you guys were passionate about a project that you love for several months at a time, and your leaders in your life told you that it suddenly wasn't worth diddly. How'd you take that emotional damage?
I can definitely see how that would be a traumatic experience for you, son. But you know, it's incumbent upon us as your parents to make sure that you don't fool with Canadian things.
That's right. To answer your hypothetical question, I would turn to drugs, but I think it's most important that you understand that the difference between the various macroeconomical philosophies in life, and if you were to think that just labor on its own generates value, that would be a Marxist society, which again, would be pretty close to Canadian, but we're not that. We're American.
Jermaine, Carleborn, and Jismaine, welcome to Motel 8.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, long time on the road. Yes.
Super looking long. Good. I expect all of our accommodations to be exactly as the addendum that I sent over earlier this morning via MySpace.
Okay, but that was in Maine. We are now in Nebraska.
That's not how the internet works, Jarlamane. I'm telling you.
Excuse me, I got a suite for Carleborn under the name Carleborn.
What I have here is Jarlamane, Carleborn, and Jismaine all in one single bed.
Yes,
oh,
that's
perfect.
Well ordered as well.
That's kind of perfect.
Are you going rogue?
No. I was hoping that my suite would get canceled and we'd all sleep in the same room. I was hoping that would happen.
I think you've been found out, Carborn.
I think so, too. You know, on the car ride, I was really thinking my allegiances really lied with Carleborn there in the backseat. But, Jarlamane, I think I'm switching a little bit towards you.
Well, that's fine with me, Jezebel.
Jezebel. My full name Jizzamane, Jizmarlatan, Jezebel.
Well, if we were formal, sure.
Pardon me, I just,
Oh, yeah, so sorry.
I don't know, I just feel like I need to speak in this formal voice around you, but you do need to leave this small lobby so I can assist this, man behind you and go to your...
Oh my gosh, it's Elon Musk. Elon Musk, what are you doing at a Super 8?
I'm just, trolling for young singers.
Oh, wow. I thought you finally agreed to our Twitter invitation.
Oh my gosh.
I think it would be most advantageous for all of us if we were to demonstrate just how good of young singer we all are.
Yes, Elon, what song would you like to hear for the Tesla audition?
If you could sing that chandelier song by Sia. Mm.
Ooh. Oh, can you replace the word chandeliers with memories?
Absolutely. Memories from cats would be perfect.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, boy!
Alrighty, boys, this is what we practiced for 17 hours all the way to Albuquerque.
Yes.
Are you ready?
The one, and the two.
And the three.
Third?
Memories. All alone in the moonlight.
Okay, I've heard enough.
There is more.
That was beautiful.
Gentlemen.
Thank you, concierge. Yes, sir.
How would you like to be shot into space by SpaceX?
Oh my gosh, he asked us.
Yes.
I'm Elon Musk. I can shoot anything into space.
Will there be horses?
I'm Elon Musk. I can make that happen.
I'm sorry, you have yet to address the question directly. Will there be horses in the SpaceX spaceship?
Yes, there will be horses, and there will be goldfish, and there will be emus, and there will be zebras, and
don't
most
you
of
dare
all,
say
there will
owls.
Be owls.
Oh, you son of a bitch, Elon Musk.
Oh, there will be owls. We cut to the three of them in space.
Oh, I'm like Lord. Floating.
I have to say, this food that is paste is actually quite delectable.
Oh, I think there's been a mix-up. I'm eating hay paste.
Oh. You've switched with Mr. Ed over there, huh, Jarlamane?
Hey, guys.
Darn the luck.
When I look out this small, dingy window, I think that I can see Arizona, which means that I can see Mesquite, our hometown.
Oh, sweet Jesus. It took 17 hours to get to Albuquerque, New Mexico, from Arizona.
Well, I just want to say that this has been one of the best guys' trips of my friggin' life.
Yeah, this is a hell of a roommate's road trip.
It's going to be hard to top.
Excuse me, fellas. Yeah. My name is Dolores. I was told that I was going to be the only person on this spaceship. I was not expecting to be accompanied by actual people.
Good Lord, Dolores, you're ancient.
I've been smoking for 40 years.
I'm so sorry to disturb your slumber. I'm Jezebel.
Jezebel, is that right? Is it Jezebel?
That's right, J-I-Z-Z-A-B-E-L. This here's Carla Bourne. Say hi, Carla.
It's Carlos Carlathon Carlaborn, but people just call me Carlaborn.
We call him Triple C if we're feeling weird.
Okay.
And I'm Who Mankey.
Who's the other?
I'm Mankey Jerlamane Jerko. Yes.
Always making...
Listen, we see two cats behind her as she moves over.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now this... I must object. Cats do not go in space. They're on the list.
And scene.
Is
there a moral to this string of stories? Maybe it's... I think the moral is cats don't belong in space. Can anyone else provide some morals from today's show?
I think that you got to make sure that you sign a contract in the state that you're willing to execute said contract as well.
That's true.
That's a good point. And also, if you're going from Arizona to New Mexico, take a straight drive. Don't loop around the United States like our three friends did.
Mm-hmm. And know that your kitchen is bugged with the pans in the oven.
Sentient pants.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
I'll see you guys soon.
See you guys there.
Bye.
Aw, I hope that little gland problem snake found his gland problem owner. Who am I kidding? You know, I don't even like snakes. I don't know why I'm part of the Reptilian Society. It's just because someone made me join it for this episode. I hate snakes. And speaking of snakes... The cast of Yeti or Not consists of Brendan Davis, Eric Holmes, Colette Lindemann, Kurt Lindemann, and Claire Jane. Special shout out to Micah Philbrook, the coach of Yeti or Not. Editing for this episode done by Brendan Davis. Sound design done by Zach Roth. Theme music done by Christian Collins and Brendan Davis. Logo artwork by Tone Branson. Intro and outro credits read by Kat Glazer. Yeti or Not is an Improv Cincinnati production.